Hey, this is the Intentional Living Center. I'm Randy Carlson, and we're going to pick up on a discussion we had about a month ago on the program about pastors. If you're a pastor, you're in full-time ministry or even part-time ministry, but you're helping people, and you know that as a helper, it's easy to get burned out yourself. We've got some friends joining us to tell some stories. We're going to learn how to be better equipped not to burn out in ministry. So are you ready? This is Intentional Living. Come on in.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right, thank you. Kurt, welcome to the program. I was thinking, you know, about this idea of burnout and, you know, you ever had a car where it starts to sputter, you get the gas way down at the bottom and it starts to sputter, obviously you're burning out. Or when you think about your cell phone, sometimes you just see the battery almost gone. You ever talk to someone on your cell phone and you say, you better be fast because my cell phone's about burned out, right? And this is what can happen to us in ministry. And I find for myself, I've been in ministry a lot of years, but what we do, I'm not a pastor and this isn't a church, but we're in ministry nonetheless. And I find for myself that when things are going well, you know, when everybody's happy on staff and the ministry's reaching people and the support's there to pay the bills, I feel better. And I think that's part of the leadership. You feel the responsibility, as I've told Donna many times, you know, as the head of a ministry, as president of the ministry, you feel it at a different level, I think, than others do. And that's just understandable. And so it can be a lot of different things. And I've also found over the years that when things are going well in the family, it's easier to do things in ministry. When things are not well on the outside, when you're struggling, whatever it is, you know, in life, and we've been blessed to have few of those, but that happens. But when there's struggling out there, it's certainly struggling in here. And so, and in ministry, sometimes you got to just, you feel like you got to suck it up and keep going, even though you're struggling with things. And so I know, and I know for you as a in ministry, you might be in the middle of that today, and we want to encourage you in the process. And we invited Joey and Robin Kaufman to come on back and join us. They were with me about a month ago. They're from 1010 Ministries, where they focus on helping pastors and their families, you know, not burn out. Or if they are burned out, how to help them get back on their feet. And they're joining us today. They're going to help us through this process. Got phone calls to get to as well. First of all, Joey and Robin, welcome back to Intentional Living.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Appreciate it. You guys have a unique thing that you do. Take just a minute and tell me, what do you do with pastors who call you and say, help? I mean, where do you start?
Yeah, we get that quite often. We have a conversation. What we offer them, I'll just get right to it, we offer them a 4-to-5-night counseling retreat, either in Prescott, Arizona, or in Point Loma, San Diego. And we take them out of their ministry context so that they can have a place to risk some of the deeper issues or even hard things to talk about that they otherwise wouldn't feel comfortable doing, say, in their work or ministry setting. So we take them and their spouse one couple at a time, and our office is the back of our sailboat in San Diego Bay, and we do our sessions out there. We have conversation, and we also allow for them to have a lot of space to process and just to take time and to slow their pace down because, as you well know, when you're in a leadership position, there's so much that's required, and it's easy to get buried in that exhaustion and that hurried pace. So we take them out. We have about 4 or 5 nights of counseling, but also lavish rest and space.
Yeah, you're going to have pastors saying, hey, if I can be on the sailboat, I'm burned out just to get there.
Exactly.
Can't burn out being there.
We have leaders that come for the beginning or a part of their sabbatical, too, in just having another context for them to either debrief or to even brainstorm what the next season of their calling looks like.
Do you find as you deal with pastors, if they admit they're burned out, that's a sign of weakness?
For some, yes. But also I often find that by the time they're actually admitting that they're burned out, they're beyond the stigmas of having to hold it all together. It's what precedes that becomes the issue. But when they're at that place of saying that, that's sort of a red flag for us, and that's a starting point. because they are exhausted to the point of wanting to shut down.
It's actually not uncommon. We walk to dinner the first night, and over chips and salsa, we just try to get to know the couple, and usually by the time the enchilada or the taco comes, one or both of the spouses already have tears in their eyes because they've just been waiting to have a confidential, safe place to start kind of unloading and unpacking the demands of what their life has turned into.
Yeah. Just reconnecting as a husband and wife. That's often gets shelved in the demands of the ministry.
So how did you land on doing this on a sailboat?
I grew up in Southern California, in Long Beach. The salt water is close to my heart. And we began this in San Diego several years ago. We just wanted to take them to a place that, well, for one, even selfishly, that I tend to thrive in and Robin tends to thrive in. And we created it around a setting that was disarming and life-giving. We don't want this just to be a vacation for them, but to be something with purpose.
Nor do we want it to be overly clinical. And so we just gravitate to more creative, unconventional ways of helping unlock doors in people's souls. And the sailboat just fit our own wiring, and it seems to be a great avenue for others.
Mm. And a sailboat versus a powerboat, it really says a lot because you're slowed down. You can't just go in a straight fashion. You have to go the direction of the wind. I could talk for 20 minutes on the metaphors, but it really is conducive to caring for your soul and finding a different rhythm.
Yeah. Wow. Very interesting. Well, we're here to help pastors and their wives who are struggling and encourage them in the process. And we've got a layman, I guess, that wants to join us here online. Mark is in New Mexico. Welcome to the program, Mark.
For having me.
Appreciate it. Go right ahead. What's your question or comment?
Oh, no, I was just listening to what you guys had been talking about and pastor burnout and stuff like that. And I just wanted to say that I'm a believer. I love Jesus very, very much. And I just think that we need to support our pastors and support, you know, what they do, because it's a very, very difficult job to be having to pull and tell people about the Lord and Jesus and have them come to Jesus, you know, to save their souls. Mm. You know, I think we all need help at one time or another. We're all human beings, and especially the pastors and the leaders and stuff. We need to be praying for them also.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yes. Go ahead.
You know, that's right. You're exactly right. These pastors have targets on their back. There's in the spiritual battles that are very prevalent. It would be great for them to fall in the enemy's eyes. And so you're right. They need to be cared for and taken off the pedestal so they can be treated with honor and respect, but also as just true human beings who have struggles just like we all do.
All right, we'd love to have you join in. If you have a comment you'd like to share with us, you can do so at 888-888-1717 on our comment line. Love to hear your thoughts. Joy and Robin Kaufman are joining me today from 1010 Ministries, and we're talking about pastor burnout, and we'd love to hear your take on this as well.
Hey, did you know you're part of the family? Yeah, you. That's why you're listening right now, and here's a way you can really feel the familyness. Join Intentional Living on Facebook at facebook.com/intentionalliving. Just click like and instantly you'll have more than 100,000 other family members, including Dr. Randy, ready to encourage you in your intentional life. You never know. God might use you to encourage someone else. So come on in. That's Intentional Living on Facebook at facebook.com/intentionalliving.
The Intentional Living Washington, D.C. tour is a vacation and a faith-building experience all in one. You and your family will come face-to-face with God's Word through the all-new Bible Museum.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson.
And I'm Peter Brooks.
We're looking forward to exploring America's spiritual heritage and hear the true, powerful stories behind the iconic monuments and museums of Washington, D.C., with you and your family.
Just imagine experiencing an entire museum dedicated to the Bible. Everything's planned out, so all you have to do is register.
And you can do that right now at theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington. Once you're registered, the only thing left to do is get all excited about vacationing together as we experience Washington, D.C., October 10th through 16th.
Hey, listen, it's going to be a great week. My wife, Donna, and I want to personally invite you to come and be a part of this experience with us. Not only are we going to tour the White House, man, that'll be awesome, and then going to the Capitol and the iconic sites of Washington, D.C. And then I learned yesterday that there's going to be a dinner cruise type of thing on the Potomac, which will be kind of fun, and some special guests, surprise guests that we're working on to come and join us as well. I get to speak. We've got to meet you. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you don't have your seat reserved on the bus and at the hotels that we're all taking, everything's going to be taken care of for you. I hope you will today. It'll be October 10 through 16, Washington, D.C. Information, registration available at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and the events tab is there for you. Joey and Robin Kaufman from 1010 Ministries, we invited them to join me today because I wanted to do this. I wanted to do a program to encourage pastors. We talk about intentional living, right? How to be intentional. And you guys, I'm speaking to you because I know in my own ministry, as I'm speaking into your life, that it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to feel overwhelmed. And it's easy as a leader to feel like you have to be in charge, in control. And when you do that, it can be too much. You know, I could just feel overwhelmed because you get called into ministry. You guys are leaders. You guys want to get things done. You love the Lord. You're results oriented. You're intentional by nature. The downside of being intentional is the strength can become a weakness, and you get over energized in that one area of being intentional to the point where you can't relax and you can't keep focus, and that's certainly a challenge. All right, as I mentioned, Joy and Robin are joining me from Prescott, from their ministry, 1010 Ministries, and you know, you guys talk to a lot of pastors. Do you find that when you're together, they have these kind of moments where, oops, I'm getting it because I'm away now from the stress? That's sort of an aha moment in their own life.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, is that often the health of the ministry really flows from the health of their marriage or their personal relationships. And we often deal more with the marriages than even the ministry.
In fact, we had a couple last summer. We were on the back of the boat doing our first session with them, and at one point you could just feel the tension between them, and I paused the conversation and just asked them, true or false, do you miss your spouse? And in that moment, it was like a deer in the headlights, and the husband's eyes welled up and looked at his wife and just said yes. And you could feel the weight lifted. And at that point, we had a different trajectory to work from, as they were then wanting to spend the time not rehashing hurt, but actually what do we need to do to reconnect? And it was one of those aha, yeah, powerful moments.
Well, it's interesting in the research I was looking at here, the 41% of people, of pastors, say that the demands of being in ministry interferes with their family life. I think that's probably pretty understandable. And then another question was, but 86% of them feel that they have to be role models. And so not only do I have to be the role model, but I can't be real. And then the stress of doing that puts stress on my relationship. And so being able to get away and focus on the marriage and on the family is powerful. What? Let me ask you this. When you're done working with couples for 3-4 days, you find them, many of them saying, hey, you've helped confirm we're getting out of ministry? Or do you help them say, no, we're staying with it?
That does arise. But usually they go back with more of a vigor because they've switched emphases. They're focusing on their soul more and their relationship and their marriage. And that's giving them the fuel to and just look at their ministry with a fresh set of eyes. It usually empowers them more.
We have had some, though, where it was – the writing was on the wall, but they actually needed someone to walk them through that process and give them permission to say, yes, you are entering a new season of life, and you are hearing from the Lord, and and it will help walk you through that transition.
Yeah, there's a time in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for building up and a time for tearing down, and this was a time of exit for some of these pastors. And that's okay. That was God's calling on their life, and we helped confirm that with them.
What do you find in terms of when you're working with these couples about their own personalities or skills? Do you see, hey, this person just shouldn't be in a pastor's role? They don't have the skills. They don't have the capacity.
Sometimes can be a great thing, but if it's not tempered, it can, like you said earlier, every strength can become a weakness. And often people are not heard or listened to very well in this life, and even in ministry on staff. And when they're not listened to well, they can just shut down and burn out because of an ambitious leader.
I think what I've noticed is because there needs to be such a thick protection around them that we see a lot of defenses initially when they come in, and when they realize they can trust us and this is a safe place to let down, they are more than enthusiastic to let it all out and be unfiltered.
Yeah.
A lot of times they'll say, gosh, I haven't been able to talk this candidly with someone in years. And we see actually most pastors with just hearts of gold that are just so tired.
Yeah. How do you maintain your own balance? Because you're in a caring role.
I try to get over the guilt of leaving my wife and kids for a weekend once a quarter or so, and we try to practice self-care and practice this, and it's hard. It's not easy. There's things to go through and to sort through, but Robin does the same thing. We take time out and give ourselves permission to do small things that fill our souls, and that might be unique for each person, but it's so necessary to identify that and to give yourself the okay to do that.
All right, talk about that. What do you do? What do you guys do?
That we're able to be unfiltered with, and that's been vital.
Yeah.
So what are some things that you do when you say you take a break?
So we'll talk with a couple who gets us and that we feel safe to talk to about our own issues. We're in this real time, too. We haven't sort of gotten farther ahead of the game. We still struggle with fears and with loneliness and with connection even as a couple. So we process that with people we trust, and that's kind of hard to find. It takes a while, but we also do things like take a weekend away. I like to get out in the salt water and just be in God's creation. Mm-hmm. We need to know how we best connect with God and lean into that.
Mm-hmm.
And so by doing that, that gives me more energy to come back to the demands that face me in ministry and in our personal lives.
Mm. You know, if you just joined us, Joy and Robin Kaufman from 1010 Ministries, they minister to pastors and their families as a couple going through burnout and so on, some of the stress. Do these pastors come on their own accord, or are they being sent? I mean, are some of them like, hey, you know, either get your act together or this isn't going to work, or are they just finding you, or how are you hooking up with them?
Yeah, we've actually had the whole spectrum from this is our last-ditch effort. If we don't have a breakthrough here, we think either the marriage is over or the ministry's over, down to someone who's just found us by searching the web for a restorative retreat and are looking for a place to with some purpose with their getaway.
And we think one of the healthiest things a church could do would be to schedule a retreat or time away to one of these places that exist, whether it's ours or someplace else, for member care or for soul care for a staff member and their spouse, and do that on a regular basis to budget that in, because otherwise we're assuming that everyone's going to be okay, it'll all work itself out. And then you hear these tragic stories of a minister falling or of a church dividing, often because they haven't given enough attention to these deeper issues in their marriages and in their ministry. So taking time out one week in the year would be just a really healthy structure, and we're huge advocates of that.
All right, hold on. I want to ask you about older versus younger. Do you see a difference between the millennial pastors and their wives and the older guys in terms of experience and some of the issues they're facing? We'll get to that in a moment. Intentional living, pastor burnout, how to be intentional so we have less of this going on.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Victor Reed, and I've decided that instead of given sporadically to your ministry. I'm going to be a monthly partner. You helped save my life and pull me out of the pit, and I know that this is given to the kingdom of God, so that's my one step for the day.
Hey, listen, thank you. You know, you are making a difference. You're impacting people for Christ. Every dollar goes back into helping us fulfill our mission, which is to encourage you in your walk in Christ to exercise your life in a way that you're being intentional. Not perfect. You know, this is kind of interesting. We're talking about burnout today. Intentional living is not about increasing the speed or you know, trying to fill more hours with more work. Intentional living is really about doing the opposite, being more intentional in terms of our time and our resources, living our lives with balance, knowing what our purpose is, and then developing the kind of habits that support that purpose and direction and goal in our life to be intentional in our walk in Christ. And I want to thank those of you who helped make this program possible. We're coming to the end of our fiscal year here in June, and I just want to say thanks to those of you who are helping support the ministry. We have some catching up to do between now and June 30th, and I want you to know that your support today would make a big difference. So your most generous gift will be appreciated. And if you join us in monthly support, we're going to be sending you the ongoing monthly teaching. This month, it's part two on the problem of self. So we're going to send you both parts, the May and June series, part one, part two, and then ongoing every month as you join us in monthly support. To become a member of the Intentional Living Center, just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and click on donate. Or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717 and press number 4. Joey and Robin Coffin from 1010 Ministries is joining me today. These guys help pastors and their wives in a very unique way with these one-on-one retreats. And by the way, if you want to know about more about them, you can check it out at our website by going to theintentionallife.com. As I was doing some reading, guys, I noticed that there was some difference between, you know, the older guys, the guys that have been in ministry many years and their family, some of their challenges, and some of the millennials that are coming up. Have you seen some of the differences and some of the challenges they're facing?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. One difference is I find that some of the younger generation pastors and leaders are more quick to put it out there. For example, it's often that a 30-some-year-old pastor will tell me about his struggle with pornography and how that's affecting his marriage within the first hour of our time together. And I think sometimes there's been some stigmas with having that much transparency and putting forth something that's shameful. But that's the starting point. I find they're eager to move forward and to find those healthier places. That's not saying older generations don't or won't do that, but just it's more of a posture. There's more of a readiness, I find. And so that's something that gives us a green light to get right down to business and find that self-care and just to be intentional with it.
Interesting. Do you find, Robin, in working with the millennials that the family structure, some of the things going on in the family is different? I mean, I'm thinking traditionally, when you look at some of the older guys that have been in ministry a long time, the wife and they worked as a ministry together, they were in the church ministry together, and some of the smaller churches, you know, the wife would be heading up one department or playing the piano, and now we got a career orientation. Women are more active in developing their own careers. Do you find that as a different dynamic with some of the younger couples?
Absolutely. I think what we find a lot is in ministry couples today that they're often bivocational, if not trivocational. And that's a whole nother dynamic that gets triggered. And having, I find too, where the both spouses want to know what their kingdom purpose is. Personally, as well as supporting the others, that is on the table equally.
Underneath all that, I think it's more of an identity question, and so we're trying to help them establish and confirm their God-given identity and how their roles flow from that. So a millennial pastor's role and identity might be framed differently than somebody of an older generation. But yet the issues of burnout are still there, and the issues of loneliness and depression and anxiety, things that fuel some of this burnout, they come to the surface eventually in both generations.
All right.
It's so important to be intentional about addressing those and identifying those and finding some space and rest and healing from those.
Absolutely. We've given a lot of good stuff here today, and I want to come back in just a moment. Tim shared a comment on our comment line I want to play, and then I want you to come back and wrap this up on two or three things that pastors facing today need to do specifically to be intentional.
Hello, my name is Tim, and I just felt I should call in. I used to be what you would call a professional pastor, and 2 days after 9/11, my oldest son committed suicide, which, needless to say, put myself and my family on quite a journey, and I am very passionate about pastors now, and I really believe the greatest thing we can give our pastors is friendships. They are put on pedestals by us, which is dangerous for them and dangerous for God's people. They're common people, and when we put them on a pedestal, they're not able to be real. They have to uphold to some sort of perfection, and it's a great tool that the enemy uses to put them in dangerous places as well as discourage the church, and it separates them. It is a huge passion of mine. I would love to start a church that pastors can come to and do nothing because they cannot go to church like the rest of us. That's their job. So I just really beg people to be true, authentic friends. Everyone puts their pants on the same, and they really need friendships.
I think Tim says it well in pulling this together for us. Guys, we got 60 seconds. Quickly, one thing. We talk about the power of one thing. What's one thing, Joey and Robin, you want to speak into the heart of a pastor today?
I would say to be willing to ask for the help, whether financially, if you need help so that you can afford counseling or an overdue getaway, to be take away the embarrassment or the vulnerability of asking and letting yourself be real in front of another person.
I would just add to that, Randy, just to get honest with somebody that you can risk trust with, whether that's a friend or a staff member or a family member. If not, reach out to us or to someone that offers this type of help, because there are people who get it and see you and actually have love and compassion for you and for what you're doing, because it makes a difference, and we need these pastors to stay healthy and to stay on their game, and that's our heart. And when we can do that, I think the kingdom of God is going to continue to build and to thrive.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you, Robin, from 1010 Ministries. Information about them at our website, theintentionallife.com. Hope this has been helpful. We'll see you tomorrow with more intentional living.